Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Some men think that men overall are just all weak-minded and can't control themselves. And I disagree that we have to safeguard ourselves. And this conversation is percolating out of the Sharon Moore situation at the University of Michigan, the fired head football coach who is sitting in jail right now still. And the update to that story is that he is facing charges of stalking, okay? Stalking in a domestic relationship, breaking and entering, and felony third-degree home invasion. So when he got fired, he went to the home of the woman that he was, the staffer that he was having an inappropriate relationship with, and he was threatening to take his life. The quote, "I'm going to kill myself. I'm going to make you watch. My blood is on your hands. You ruined my life." Okay? That was what was stated. And I want to bring up a tweet from Benjamin Watson, who we've had on the show. I've had him on the show a few years ago, former NFL tight end with the New England Patriots, New Orleans Saints, was a star at the University of Georgia. Good tight end in the National Football League, and I think is a really good human being, okay? Really good human being. I've heard him talk. I've seen him do analysis. With regards to football, I appreciate Benjamin Watson, and I loved having him on the show. Benjamin Watson is very religious. Okay, so I just want to put that out there in the context of this tweet. This is the tweet. "My college head coach had a personal rule that he would never be alone with a woman, not even in an elevator. Some people thought it was weird, unnecessary, or overly pious. He considered it a guardrail for himself to honor his wife, his faith, and his responsibility to everyone in the building. As a college athlete, I didn't fully understand. As a grown man, I get it. And I'm grateful." I get what Benjamin Watson is saying. I fundamentally, wholeheartedly disagree with that take. Now, the part where he says his coach considered it a guardrail for himself to honor his wife. To me, I just think that when we as men, because part of being a man and part of being a human being is what? Making good decisions. Am I supposed to sit here and think that I should never be alone in a room with a woman? If I'm in a relationship with a woman, if I am married to a woman because of lust, because of the possibility that I might sin, and I have feelings that are deep down inside of me that come out, and I have urges that I'm suppressing. I'm sorry. Part of being a strong man is living up to the ideal that you will not succumb to the pressure. 651-461-9226. I just look at that way of thinking, and it's not the first time people have said this. The former president, not president, but vice president, Mike Pence, he said essentially the same thing. Mike Pence said the same thing. He thinks the same way, right? Didn't he say, he literally said that. I think that kind of line of thinking and that logic, to me, it makes all men come across as weak-minded. And I don't think that us as men are all weak-minded. I don't think that all men think in sexual terms. I'm not buying that. I think that this is not to say, because forever there will be men that will succumb to lust. There will be women that succumb to lust. That is a thing. We know that. But I think to try to look at it and say that a man should never be alone in an elevator with a woman, like, how does that even work? I go to the Mall of America, and I want to go from the first floor to the third, and there's a woman that gets on, or I want to go get on, and there's already somebody on there, and I have to wait? Make it make sense to me. I understand the part where you're trying to say, don't put yourself in a specific situation. I understand that. But I think that in life, sometimes you just got to man up. You just got to man up. I mean, do women think like that? I'm trying to figure this out. 651-461-9226.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Let me take a phone call here from Chris in Minnetonka. Hey, Chris, I appreciate you holding through the break. Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Henry, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing real well. We've talked before. We've agreed on some things. We've disagreed on some things.
For sure.
But great to hear you again. Say, listen, the tragedy in Michigan, yeah, it's just what it is. It's a tragedy. That young man just didn't have his moral compass set.
Yep.
Too young to be into the mix that he got. But as far as other men and the elevator and things like that, I think throughout my career in business, we started to interview people and have people come in for an interview. And after a while, management once told us, hey, we cannot have one male and one female in a room for an interview. You're going to have to do two males or an extra female in the room when you interview a female. And it caught us off guard. And why do we have to do this? Well, it was a corporate rule that the company had set, and it was to protect people from false sexual harassment suits,
yep.
Thing like that. I mean, even though, you know, a sexual harassment suit could be legit as can be in an interview like that. So it's sad that it's gotten to what it is, but I think
I agree with you, and I actually am not opposed to that. But I think that that's fundamentally a totally different situation than what we're talking about here. We're talking about a football coach and a staffer versus like more of a corporate. Say, I'll give you a perfect example because a couple people have texted along those lines too, and I'm going to address their text after we're done with this phone call. My first job out of college, I was working as a program coordinator at Southwest High School in Minneapolis, right on the border of Minneapolis and Edina. Okay. And as a program,
my mom went to Southwest.
See,
Southwest.
Absolutely. Awesome school. Awesome school. And I was told per some elders in the district, some people that I had known my entire life, some higher ups in the big offices, they gave me a bit of advice. And they said to me, Henry, you are a young man who is fresh out of college and you never know how high school kids think. Let me give you this bit of advice. Never take or drop off a kid or have a young woman in your vehicle at any time without another staffer. I was told that flat out. So I understand that. I think that that is slightly different than what we're talking about here.
Right. Yep, I agree. I'm just saying that the one coach setting that moral compass for himself in
yep.
the elevator probably resonates from rules like you just explained right there. So
absolutely.
Great show, Henry. Great topic tonight. I do feel sorry for the Michigan coach, the Michigan team, the woman, the whole episode. It's just a sad deal for a great football team.
Yeah. Hey, thanks so much, Chris and Minnetonka.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.